Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Lao Tzu once said, if you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. And if you're at peace, you're living in the present. So often we worry about what's going to happen, and we dwell on something that's already happened. And the thing we want to really consider is that we don't want to focus on the past or future. We want to focus on the now, because everything that ever happens in our lives happens in the moment of now. And we have to choose to enjoy the moments that we have. Why are we worrying about things that already happened? They're already gone. Or what are we worried about things that might happen or might never happen in the future? And we talk about stress, and we do it a lot here. And we always talk about the fact that stress is so, we are consumed by things that might happen. And the reality of it is most of those things that we do worry about never come to fruition anyway. So sure, we want to consider our future, but we also want to make sure that it doesn't hinder our present. And again, it's about enjoying that moment while we have it. And if you think about living in the past, sure, there are benefits to reflecting on what's happened, but paying attention to what you've been through and how it makes you feel, well, that matters. But when you think about everything, all the problems that are caused by what's happening in the past, you know, things, if you were mistreated as a child, if you had a boss that was a horrible person that made you feel inferior, we don't want to bring those things into our future. We want to leave them where they are. So again, by looking forward and not looking back, it makes a tremendous difference in our lives. It's good to be able to take time to reflect. It's good to be able to think about our future. But the key is to spend the majority of your time in the present. That's really what it's all about. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you yourself haven't yet subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I would really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, focus on where we began. If you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. And if you're at peace, you're in the present. Stay in the present as much as you possibly can. Maintaining your presence is the key to long-term happiness.